so I guess it all started about 9:30-ish on Monday. And, like, we were sitting in class and heard some, it sounded like someone banging on something in the hallway. And no one really knew what it was because they'd been doing construction on the building next to ours. So someone kind of poked their head out to see what was going on and then heard a girl scream. And then someone said it sounded like gunshots, so they shut the door and we all ran to the back of the room and opened up the windows and kicked the screens out. And people started jumping out, and then the shots got a little bit louder, and before everybody could get out the door, Cho, I guess, busted open the door and shot our professor in the head, and then me and the rest of the people that were left in the room basically just hit the ground like that, and like we just walked up to everybody and just, not quite point blank, but pretty close, just shot us. And I don't know, I was down like this, and the bullet like grazed past my head and into my bicep. And then he shot the guy next to me in the leg, and the girl that the other, I think there was only three of us left, and the one girl that was left, I'm not sure where she got shot, but I know that she was bleeding a lot worse than anybody else. I mean, of course, other than Dr. Lebrescu, who didn't make it, but other than that, me and the guy that was beside me that got shot in the leg were both pretty, I guess, aware of what was going on, and tried to ask the girl where she had gotten shot, and but she couldn't answer. She was just kind of moaning. And then we just basically just laid there. I don't know if you would call it playing dead, but definitely not moving. So that just trying not to attract his attention again. And just waited. And someone had called the police when we first heard the shots. And we just kind of waited for the SWAT team, and they got there and came in, and I guess they didn't know what was going on because they had just gotten in the building, so they asked us to put our hands up, and we just told them that we were just students and told them which way he went, and they let us out downstairs to the front door and found it chained shut, so they had to take a shotgun and blow the lock, and then just kept us undercover and threw us in one of the SUVs they had around and took us to the ambulance, and from there I just went to the hospital. They held me there for, I guess, like 3 hours or so. Most of it I was just kind of hanging out, just waiting to get the x-rays back and see what to do with everybody else, because I was definitely one of the I was one of the best cases that they had. Yeah. There's a lot of people worse off than me.